Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now in Britain, hundreds of thousands of workers, including teachers, train drivers, civil servants, university staff, bus drivers and border force staff will be on strike today over pay. And it's being described as the biggest day of coordinated industrial action in the UK in more than a decade. Alan Jones is industrial correspondent with PA Media and joins us now. Good morning, Alan. Thank you for being with us this morning. So we've seen figures that estimate about 500,000 workers are out on strike today, including 100,000 civil servants. This is clearly impacting on pretty much every aspect of daily life now, Alan. And is there still public support for these strikes?
I think there is, actually. And I'm saying that because there have been a couple of opinion polls recently which have showed that public support for these strikes is actually increasing. It's not diminishing at all. And I think that's largely because so many workers are now involved in industrial action that, you know, they are part of the great public anyway. There's, you know, millions of workers now are either on strike, going on strike, being balloted for strike. This, and today, as you say, it's the biggest single day of strikes since 2011. Members of seven unions causing a lot of disruption to trains. Schools is the big one today, so lots of parents will have had to stay at home. And none of these disputes look like they're going to be resolved anytime soon.
Let's talk a little bit about the schools, because this is the first of 7 days of industrial action announced by the National Education Union. How big an impact is that having?
Well, actually, there's a bit of a row going on about the impact. I mean, there's no question that lots of schools are closing. Lots of year groups were told not to come in. Lots of parents have kept their schools off, kept their children off schools. But the Department for Education, they haven't given us exact figures yet, but it looks like they're saying schools are open if just one or two classes are in operation, which isn't the entire school, obviously. But there's no question thousands of schools will be closed today and again in the coming weeks and again and again and again, because, as you say, several strikes have been called. And a lot of teachers on picket lines, they say they're getting massive support this morning from members of the public coming up to them, supporting them. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's difficult to see where these disputes are going to end, to be honest.
And what's the teaching union seeking?
Well, they want more than the 5% pay rise they were given last year. You know, pay is at the centre of all of these disputes, although there's a secondary item now in that the education unions and the health unions and the civil service unions are now saying that so many professional workers are leaving. So nurses are leaving, teachers are leaving because of pay. It's leaving those who are left, as it were, under mounting stress levels, having to do way more overtime. There's stories about teachers taking lessons that they're not qualified to do, teaching assistants taking lessons. So, you know, it is initially about pay, but it's now spinning off into much more, almost the future of these services.
And we've spoken before about the government response to this. The education secretary wrote to the teaching unions last night and to school leaders saying that, "I'm listening, I'm working on all of the issues that you have called us out on." Is that likely to get her anywhere, though, when it comes to resolving this strike by the NEU and the six more days that are coming down the track?
I mean, not really. You know, the union leaders I speak to are kind of exasperated, really, at the government's response to all of this. Yes, there have been meetings with the education secretary, with the transport secretary over the rail disputes, with the cabinet office minister, with the health secretary, but they very rarely discuss pay. You know, most disputes are resolved when the parties sit down and negotiate, sometimes for hours, sometimes for days. That is not happening in these disputes. So government ministers keep saying their doors are open, but the unions tell me they go through the door and there's nothing on the other side. So it's all very well saying they want meetings, but unless those meetings are going to be discussing what is at the heart of this dispute, the unions are almost saying that what is the point of meeting?
Alan, I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you very much. Alan Jones there, industrial correspondent with PA Media. Just on school places, another listener has been in touch to say my child has no school place for the year 2022-23. He's at home with a tutor 9 hours a week. So anyone who says that this isn't happening in this day and age, it certainly is. A reminder that the number for your text messages is 51551.
51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.